So let's figure out how to solve back to 1990. So we have this this layout of it sort of looks like a phone keypad with a bunch of digits written on it and a couple of other symbols and some blanks to fill in. Now, back when I was a kid, or back when I was a teenager, because when I was a kid, I didn't have a cell phone. When I was a teenager, I had a cell phone that looked a little something like this, which looks quite a bit different than the phones I think we use nowadays. And in order to send text messages back in those ancient days, we would have to push buttons multiple times to get to corresponding letters. So if you take a look at your phone's keypad, it actually looks something like this, if you're still using like an actual push-button phone, where every digit has three or four letters associated with it, and that's actually sort of the key to solving this puzzle. So if we take a look again at what we were provided in the puzzle itself, we see that several of the keys have number combinations on them. So in the top center there, we have a 2 and a 555, and then on the next key over, we have 111 and 99. The numbers there correspond to what letter overall in sort of the phrase we're going for, we're talking about. So 111 refers to, that's going to be the first letter of that phrase. And the number of times it appears is how many times you have to push that key to get to that letter. So for example, if we push the 3 key, the top right key, 3 times, we have D, E, F. Then if we go to 2, we only have to push that once in order to get that, so that's A. And if we spell all of these out, we get Fainecombers, which is not actually a pair of words that we know about. And because there's one other catch here.
Well, as Doug mentioned, we had the keyboard, and so some of us were typing buttons. But there are a few of us that were doing a little bit better using something called T9.
So T9 was another form of testing that was sort of intermediate between having to push the buttons multiple times and then just having your iPhone or Android device with a whole keyboard on it. And T9 sort of worked using something called textograms. You would type, you know, each key once, basically, and T9 would guess what word you were talking about. And so if you have this weird phrase here and you try and find other words that you could get by typing in those same number combinations, instead of Fainecombers, you get the phrase Echo Boomers. And it turns out that many of you might actually be Echo Boomers, because that is another name for millennials. And that was the answer to this puzzle.